Morning, Robbie.
Yep, morning.
How are you?
Yep, fine.
How are you, Robbie? Good?
Great. Great.
Now,
That's good.
Liverpool, the perfect start.
Great. Brilliant. Perfect start.
What you expected?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, then. You got anything better?
Well,
Hurry up and let me know.
tell us about Liverpool.
Oh, I told you about Liverpool. They were great.
What about Crystal Palace? Are you surprised by this?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, so this is why you shouldn't ever change your tips, right?
Oh, here we
go. So when you have a tip, you should always stick to it, because when someone who pretends to know and it's going to be 100% and this is going to happen. So I picked, so I had what was called an unbelievable weekend of tipping, really, which should have been more unbelievable if I didn't listen to one idiot over at Tabcorp, who is actually a pretty good guy, because I picked four first goal scorers, three correct scores in the EPL on the Tab app. And I tipped, and I was it was actually one of the, you know when you do your tips, Laurie, there's one that sticks out and you think, that's going to be that. And I tipped Arsenal and Tottenham to be a 2-2 draw. And for some reason, I changed it because, and this is where I'm really stupid, is an Arsenal supporter said, oh, no, Arsenal are going to win. They're going to win by 4-1. And I said, they're not going to win by 4 goals. He said, mate, believe in me, house on it, Arsenal will win. So I changed my tip to Arsenal 3, Tottenham 2. There you go. What an idiot.
What do you make of the blow-up?
And that would have been an amazing weekend of tipping. Yeah. Anyway.
So you just had an amazing, you didn't have a truly amazing weekend.
Well, it could have been truly. I tipped 8 out of 10, I think, results.
Well, that's pretty good, mate. That is very, very good.
Yeah, but the hard ones to pick are the correct, you know, correct score. I got Liverpool 3-0 over Burnley. Correct score, West Ham 2-0 over, they beat Bournemouth, I think, someone like that. That was a correct score. And then I got Richarlison for Everton, first goal scorer, and a host of others, Vardy. Anyway, it was a good, but they just, yeah, it could have been so much better. 2-2.
Now, I've got to ask you, Robbie.
Of course you do.
Crystal Palace, right?
Yeah, you've got the Crystal Palace thing going.
Yeah. Okay, so to finish top half, we've got a market at the Tab to finish top half, right?
Yeah, I think
Crystal Palace or Southampton?
Sorry?
Crystal Palace or Southampton? Who do you think out of those two teams?
We'll finish top 10.
We'll finish top half, yep.
Yeah, Crystal Palace.
Okay, well, they're
and
three.
These are my old team, you know, so I'd love to say them, but
yeah.
I've got my tipping hat on, which you should never change, Laurie.
Yep. You know it's not Laurie, by the way. It's Dave.
Who's Dave?
It's Dave Stanley sitting here. It's not Laurie.
Oh, that's right. He's away on his
he's in Greece.
That's right. His Super League money or whatever he's got there. Yeah.
Nice.
With his yacht.
Don't worry.
Yet.
There's still plenty of that.
Well, I love Dave Stanley, but he didn't turn up for Soccer Insiders either.
No, I had to go and see Feral Frankie last week.
Feral Frankie.
It won, by the way.
Did it really?
You hit one.
Yeah. That was in, where were you?
Forbes. I was in Forbes last week.
Yep. Forbes, yeah. I bet you there's a couple of stories coming from Forbes we'll never hear.
On a serious note.
Do we have to be serious?
Just
Monday
quickly.
Morning.
Mo Salah not giving the ball to any of his teammates, right? Because he wants to kick all the goals, because you always nominate him as first goal scorer, right?
No, I actually picked Mane to be first goal
so
scorer.
So what do you make of this? Could this destabilise Liverpool?
Oh, well, that's what everyone's saying and that's what everyone's hoping. No, this is where the test of a good manager comes
right.
in.
Okay.
And you nip it in the bud, yeah? You pull Salah in, you pull Mane in, and you say, look, Mo the suit, stop being a hog, right?
Yep.
And, when Sadio wants the ball and he's in a better position, you've got to give it to him.
Yeah.
It's just what happens in football teams. Yeah. If you let it go, could it become something fester? It's always possible.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So
I think it's one
nip
of those
it in the butt. Nip it in the butt.
Well, I just think it's one of those spur of the moment. Sadio got the poos because Salah wouldn't pass him the ball when he clearly should have.
Yeah.
And, you know, that normally would go to the change room, exchange of words, and you would hope the Salah would say, okay.
And because you're the expert and we're not, is Mo Salah, is he regarded as a hog?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
All right.
I think, quite often when he hogs the ball, it ends up in the back of the net.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Who would you rather in your team?
The problem is when you do hog the ball and there's an open pass and you don't score,
yeah.
That's when you're in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those typical example. He had every right to blow up.
Who would you rather in the team, Rob? Salah or Sane, if you had to pick?
Well, Sane plays for Manchester City, and he's injured.
Who are you picking?
I would like Mane and Salah. No, I'm not going to pick one or the other.
Well, you got to.
If you're going to win a title, you need both.
Well, just pick one.
No, I don't want to pick one. I don't want to lose to anyone. It'd be like you asking me to pick between Indigo and Matthew. You can't do it.
All right.
That's a pretty good analogy.
You better get them to school.
See ya.
Bye.